3 John. In verse 5, beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word tonight, and I thank you for the wonderful salvation that we have to sing about. And I thank you and I praise you for the wonderful God that you are, that, Lord, you truly fill our hearts, and you are the desire of our souls, dear God, and that's the way it ought to be. And Lord, I thank you and I praise your name. And God, I ask for the filling of your blessed spirit to minister the word to your church tonight. And Lord, that you would edify us as only you can do by your word. And Lord, that you would draw us closer to you. Father, be with my dear wife in the nursery and fill her with your spirit watching the children. And we thank you for the prayer requests that now have been laid before your throne. And we've prayed as you've desired and commanded, and Lord, as we've longed even to lay our cares before thee, and we thank you for that, dear God. Thank you for the good services this morning, for the word that went forth in every way, in song and message, dear God, and I pray that it falls on the good on good grounds in our hearts, and that we'd be receivers of it and ever be drawing closer to you. And Father, now we thank you for this church. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to support missionaries. And Father, as we read some letters tonight, might our hearts once again be encouraged regarding our fellow laborers. And might we be encouraged to pray. Might we be encouraged, dear God, to be the missionaries right here that you've called us to be. We can't go there and be there where they are, nor can they be here, dear God. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that that we would be faithful to that which you have put before us. Thank you for this church. I thank you for the grace that you have, that you've given us, that keeps us faithful, keeps us seeking. And God, help us to have tender hearts towards your word, to be receivers of it. And Father, might we just be continually changed. And be with those who could not be here tonight. Be the Williams traveling. Bless their time together. Help them to have a good time and bring them back, Lord, to us safely. Bring Miriam home safely. She'll be heading back this way soon. And Father, we just pray that you'd be with her, watch over her as well. And Father, bless now our time together tonight. Lord, we pray and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, I want to take some time to read a couple more missionary letters tonight. You know, I appreciate the liberty that God has given us as a church and all churches to fulfill the Great Commission. And he laid down the hard outline in, you know, Matthew 28 and multiple passages, and we have that guidance. But there's so many different ways. The early church, of course, many of them early Christians going out as Jews, you know, and the culture was, you know, hey, if a stranger came to your house and you didn't invite him in, keep him, you're immoral. You just weren't right, and that's where the culture was. So they went around and they would preach the word and minister as God directed. Folks would take them in. Remember, Jesus said, "If some when you receive you, don't ask eat what sets before you." So they don't knock off the dust of your shoes and such. And apparently, as John's writing here, even some decades later, they've got some brethren going around. Sounds like these perhaps are Jews. He mentioned about them going taking nothing of the Gentiles, and they're going around and still preaching the gospel and being kept here and there. And I'm thankful that our church has been blessed to have many missionaries through. You'll see a lot of those ones on the far side of the board there and underneath are missionaries that we've had through. And I'm sure we don't have all of them up there by any stretch, but a good portion of them. missionaries that we support on this side, and we're thankful for that. I'm thankful that we've had opportunities to see the Lord bless with some wonderful love offerings from missionaries that have come through. I know they've been an encouragement and a blessing to them, even as they've been an encouragement and a blessing and a challenge to us. I love missionaries. I love having them in. Always a challenge to my heart, and I consider it a privilege. Brother Bernard will be coming, and I said, "Well, you know how we do. You got the whole Sunday. You got Sunday morning. You got Sunday school. You got Sunday morning. You got Sunday night. That's yours, you know." And he's going to come minister to us in November. So I'm just thankful that we still have this communion, this fellowship, this biblical fellowship connection with our missionaries. So I have a couple letters here we read tonight, and actually, I probably won't be able to read them all. I'm probably going to have perhaps Brother Brian maybe read one when he's doing his teaching on a Wednesday night. Not taking away from your time, brother. If just go on, keep on with you. Read the letter and whatever you can't get done that night, add it to the next week. You see what I'm saying? I'm not trying to shorten your Bible study, but I do want to keep up on these missionaries' letters a little better. Brother Dennis, I may give you one sometime too to read with your lesson. And we'll just plan on that. I want to try to keep up a little better. So this is from the Talkington family, and they are our missionaries in Germany. And Brother Talkington writes, "It seems there are more than a few charismatics in Germany. We've had several such visitors over the past 3 years in our church in Neckarsulm. In the last week of July, Ewald and Lydia visited us during our morning services. They said they had been attending services at a church in Hellebron for several years, but were looking for something closer to home. As we were talking to them before the services, Lydia shared her testimony of salvation with us. Apparently, they were originally from Kazakhstan, a former Soviet republic in Asia, and were saved there as a result of the ministry of a Baptist missionary. At some later date, they started attending services at a Pentecostal church there and then continued to do so once they immigrated to Germany. As I was preaching out of the book of Galatians, I was interrupted twice by Ewald. First time was during my introduction, and when he vocally piped in to agree with me about why the book of Galatians was written. After I was done preaching, he asked if he could read a verse out loud in the Bible. I have never had anyone make such a request before, and so I allowed him to do it. It's interesting, some of the things you experience in a church plant. He goes on, "In all fairness, I think that such behavior is probably normal in the church that they belong to, i.e. everyone expressing their own thoughts during the course of a service." He says, "When the service was over, we invited them to join us for a cup of coffee or tea, as is our custom, but they declined. Lydia expressed her gratitude that we were reaching out to folks in Neckarsulm with the gospel of Jesus Christ. A little more than a year ago, our landlord for our church space told us that he was going to try to get permission from the city and from the tenants in our building to convert our church space into an apartment for him and his family. They went in there and fixed it all up, and he also said at the time that he was unlikely to get the permission that he desired, but that if he were successful, he would give us 6 months to a year's notice to move out. Long story short, he did recently receive permission to convert our space into an apartment and has given us less than 3 months to move out. I reminded him of his promise to give us more notice, but as with many folks these days, it wasn't convenient for him to keep his word. So we have begun our search for a new place in the area to be able to fulfill the commandment of our Lord and Savior to reach the German people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Needless to say, the price for renting real estate in Germany and elsewhere has appreciated significantly in the past 3 years. In addition, many other factors must be considered, including location, total size of space, as well as size of individual rooms, large room for church services, and room for children's church, accessibility, parking, willingness of landlord to rent to a church, etc. Boy, we know all about that, don't we? The short notice puts additional pressure on us. It is times like this that we are thankful that we serve a merciful Savior who is full of grace and is the God, who makes all things possible. Amen. He says, please pray with us that the Lord will help us to find a suitable commercial space to hold our future church services. A few weeks ago, we enjoyed our second annual church barbecue. We fired up the grill in our garden, space and enjoyed barbecued spare ribs, which the Germans had never tasted. He's baked beans and American potato salad, along with some German plum cake for dessert. The weather was beautiful. The fellowship was sweet. We were blessed to be able to thank the Lord for his provision. Thank you again for the prayers and sacrificial giving that enable us to minister to the German people on the Lord's behalf, your servants in Christ, the Talkington family. Let's go to prayer for the Talkingtons and all that's before them. Heavenly Father, thank you for Brother Ryan and Sister Hilda ministering there so faithfully in Germany, dear God. And we thank you for the gospel that's gone out, the souls and lives that have been reached. And Father, truly, they have seen you answer prayers and provide for them, Heavenly Father, and they've labored hard and faithfully, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you for them. We pray for the health conditions that they each struggle with, and they have some struggles, dear God. And we pray you'd help them, each one. And Father, we pray especially now for this burden before them. Dear God, as they're having got into the space just a few years ago and got it fixed up, and now they're needing to move once again. And Lord, we look to you. You are the God of wonders. You are the God who is able to do more than we could ask or think. And so, Father, we thank you and we praise you for that. And we pray mostly now for the strength of their hearts to look to you in faith. Dear God, to be encouraged that although they don't know what you do have something for them. Father, we pray you'd open something up quickly, and Father, give them a place where they can continue to minister the gospel of your blessed Son, dear God. Keep them, help them, watch over them. Might they know that we love them as many do and are praying for them. Keep them safe. Bless them in their work, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. And then I have a letter from the Herzls in Vanuatu, and they will be coming on deputation in 2020. So I'll be looking to have them, come over sometime next year, and we'll get to meet them as well. Those who haven't met them. All right, Brother Jim Herzl, he writes the scripture, you also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. We also praise God for your helping together by prayers and giving to the ministries here in Vanuatu. God has been working mightily through many avenues these last months. The many lives preached to and reached by the gospel would not have heard without your faithfulness. Over the last 2 months, we had the opportunity to preach throughout the entire country via national radio. Over 5.5 hours of preaching was broadcast and is being replayed each week since. Pray for great fruit in the hearts of those hearing the gospel in the 80-plus islands of Vanuatu. During this time, we have also seen 6 come to Christ here in Portavia. That's where the church is there. Seen 6 souls come to Christ through the church, prison ministries, and the school. The Creation Science book distribution continues as we present books here in Via. Friday, we had a great youth turnout for the video. And last night, we had a completely packed church to again show the video and distribute books. I had a strong opportunity to present the gospel to many first-time church visitors. Each and every time the gospel is preached, each and every soul reached, each child taught in God's word is your fruit. Thank you for making this work possible, your missionaries in Vanuatu. Yeah, prayer and praise for the upcoming furlough. He says doors are still open through the Creation Science books in other in other schools and teacher training colleges. Pray for fruit from those who have heard and those yet to hear. He says, continue to pray for the men reached through our prison ministry. One of the recently saved men is now coordinating the schedules and has led a family member of his, also in prison, to the Lord. Amen. What a blessing to see souls saved and multiply in like manner. Praise. In July, we held our first annual Grace Baptist Children's Day picnic here in Vanuatu. Children's Day is a larger time of year than even Christmas. We had a great turnout of parents and kids, good food and fellowship, and of course, great time of preaching God's Word. Pray that those who hear the radio sermons will be receptive to God's Word as it continues to be played. Also pray for additional opportunities as this ministry grows. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Amen. Let's pray for Brother Jim and Sister Ari as they minister there with her parents, his in-laws, and as a family there, and missionaries that have ministered there for many, many years. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these missionaries, and we thank you how you have taken care of them. We thank you for the gospel that has gone forth for the souls that have been reached. Oh, Lord, it's wonderful that they can take the gospel. They've asked the gospel to be taken right into their schools. And Father, they've had the opportunity to do that and continue to do that. They're passing out these creation science books. And Father, might you bless those. Might you bless the radio messages that are going out to the many islands, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the souls that are being saved, the lives that are being changed. Lord, we need to only recount the difference you made in our lives. We need only recount the hope that you and love that you have shown us. We need only recount your faithfulness to know the joy of others also who come to know you through faith, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Bless them in their ministry. Father, prepare for them a good furlough and help them in planning their meetings, dear God, and having more open doors for this creation science book. And bless the fruits from the Children's Day picnic and that parents would be reached. And Father, that people would yield to your drawing, would give in, Heavenly Father, to the wooing of your Spirit. And Lord, that souls would continue to be saved, their lives would continue to be changed. And thank you for these missionaries, our missionaries in Vanuatu. And Father, continue to bless them, help them, Lord, in a great way. Keep them safe. Be with their daughters now, seeking the path you'd have for them, and guide them in that as well. Father, we pray, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Have a missionary letter from the Cooks. This is their latest one, July, August. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It is such an amazing thing to think about the God we serve. Boy, isn't it? meditating upon God, you know, and what he's done. Took some time in my personal prayer time earlier this week just to take my own spiritual life, remembering when I got born again, and just the mercies of God, just thanking him for the hard times that came, that he brought me through, and brought us through as a family, brought us through as a church even, and just taking the time to thank him for all those things. Tell you what, you want some time to pray We sing that song, Count Your Many Blessings. Stop and try to do that sometime, all right? And by the way, as your desire is to worship Him, He'll bring them to mind, okay? He'll show us His greatness, and so He should. We need to be ever aware of that. Such an amazing thing to think about the God we serve. He humbled Himself to be a man, further humbled Himself to the death of the cross, and was eventually exalted by the Father that we might confess that He is Lord. Amen. As Christians, our goal is to bring people to the point of willingly confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. There is so much opportunity with so many who have not heard. We have officially moved into our new chapter now, or moved into a new chapter now, she has in parentheses, or Brother Matt has in parentheses, and I realize that I have said that a lot recently. Once again, it is true, praise the Lord, that our house has officially sold, closing on the 23rd of August. It was quite the journey with many ups and downs, but the Lord knew the process all along. We are just learning to trust His knowledge and plan. The other big news is, Brother Matt writes, that I have completed the first portion of my aviation maintenance certificate in that I went through the testing on the 5th and 6th of August, coming away with my FAA airframe certificate. I have two remaining classes through October and the first couple of weeks of November. Lord willing, at that point, I will take my power plant testing, and the maintenance portion of our missions prep will be complete. A lot of work, been years, and they've been busy. They've been busy. God's given them strength. And I remember we used to, go on a few fishing trips with Brother Matt, take him out, and we'd go out camping around hither and yon. And I talked to him the other day, and he'd been out fishing once, I think, for maybe a little hour or so in 2 years. Just so busy running and going hither and yon, serving the Lord. By the way, I didn't hear any complaints from them, okay? I'm just telling you my view of that, all right? They're rejoicing in the Lord, and God is the joy there. So he says, the final piece of big news is that we had been discussing when to break away from my full-time employment and spend more time toward the ministry. So when he left his job at the guard there, he went and he became a FedEx driver, and he was doing that pretty much full-time for a while, preparing to transition to full-time missionary work. So he says, they were praying about when to break away from my full-time employment and spend more time toward the ministry. Lord seemed to clearly lead toward a set time, and I have finished my outside work, no longer with FedEx. I now have several weeks to put toward the ministry before heading back to school for the last several weeks of the program, those that he mentioned. Prayer requests. Our biggest need at this point is to set up meetings. Set up meeting dates with churches. Please pray that we will be able to fill up our schedule as the Lord sees fit. Our current plan is to be in the Midwest in mid-February and forward. We have several churches in which we would like to present our ministry. Between now and then, we would like to fill up our schedule here in the Northwest. Pray for me as I'll be making some phone calls regarding that as well, trying to help them with that. We cannot complete this ministry and calling without the faithful prayers of so many. I want you to pause and think about that for a moment. Those aren't just words to put on a page. We need to pray, amen. And our missionaries need our prayers. Matter of fact, they would tell you they covet our prayers more than our financial support. And we've heard some testimony of some help that our missionaries received in protection and safety that came through prayers, and that money could have in no way provided. And how thankful they were for the prayers of God's people, praying for our missionaries. Please pray that we'll be able to fill up our schedule as the Lord sees fit. He says, we cannot complete this ministry and calling without the faithful prayers of so many. As God works, we see the results of those prayers. We endeavor to share as much of them with you to encourage you as well. We're trying to be better about sharing them sooner on our Facebook page, and we will continue to get better about that. Faithfully in Christ, Matt, Rebecca, Emily, Michael, Chelsea, Elijah, and Noah. So let's continue to pray for them, and let's go to prayer for them right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Matt and Rebecca and the children, and we thank you for your calling upon their lives. And Lord, you are a wonderful shepherd, as we have been learning through your word, and you care for your sheep. We have nothing to fear as we walk under your wing. And Heavenly Father, there's no safer, there's no more desired place for a Christian to be, Lord, than under your wing, and under the wing of your will. And so, Father, I pray that you would help them, God, continue to guide them. Give them strength. Give Matt strength to finish the classes that he needs to finish, Heavenly Father. And give Rebecca strength as she does all the labors and duties of a missionary's wife and rearing and homeschooling five children in an RV. Father, it's not easy. It takes your grace. It takes your provision. Oh, Father, give them strength, even perhaps which they've not yet known. Open doors for them, Father. I pray as Brother Matt calls and churches that you would lay upon the hearts of pastors and churches to have them in. And Father, even to take them on for support, dear God. And Lord, that I pray that you would give them grace and to minister to each church that they visit. Give the messages you'd had to be preached, Heavenly Father. Might your Holy Spirit prepare hearts and use them, move them, give them safety. Prepare for them safe travels, dear God, and help them filling up their schedule here in the Northwest as they plan to be in the Midwest after January, dear God. Please help in that and keep them well, Father. It's hard being in those close quarters, and Father, yet I know they're rejoicing in you. And Father, we know that you are the joy of any home, and you're the joy of any Christian, Lord. And we thank you that in your presence it is that we know and experience fullness of joy. Father, help them, guide them, meet every need, and show us what we can do as a church, as missionaries come through here, as we consider these, as we pray for them. Help us, God, to be earnest in our prayers, to set a time aside, special times of prayer. Perhaps you might call us to miss a meal. You might call us to a season of prayer, whatever it might be, God, and that we would pray as you have commanded us to be ceaseless in that ministry, Father. And the Apostle Paul pointed out those who had prayed earnestly and fervently for others and recognized the value of that ministry. Oh, Father, help us in that, we pray. Help these, our missionaries, bless them in the way. And Father, we pray and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going through these pretty quick. I may not have any, left for you gentlemen this week, but that's okay. Some of them are rather short. This is from the Rogers family in the Amazon basin there. Missionaries down there, Sammy and Anessa, and he writes to the church, "We are truly thankful to the Lord for good health and protection for the last couple of months." Boy, we're thankful. We're here. We got a hospital, a clinic on every corner, you know, and the medical advances that we have, they get in some of these other places, it's not, that stuff's not wholly available. And so to be thankful for good health there, it's, you know, they maybe appreciate a little bit more than we perhaps do sometimes. Truly thankful for good health, protection for the last couple of months. Lord has been faithful to us, and we have seen his hand at work in the ministry. People are responding very well to the sermons preached, and we have had visitors come from our weekly visitation efforts. Last month, we had three adults and one teenage boy baptized, and we are very excited about what the Lord is doing now and in the future for them. We would like to ask you to join us in prayer for the salvation of Ellison. Ellison is the husband of Osmalda, who was saved a few months ago. She's been faithful ever since and is growing in the Lord. Her husband has only been to church one time on Mother's Day. However, he's open to learning from the Bible. Osmalda is concerned for the salvation of her husband and has just completed a four-week in-home Bible study with him, showing the gospel of Christ in the book of John. I will be doing a follow-up visit with him. We are praying that he will now see his need for Christ. Amen. Prayer requests. Missions conference at the end of September. Good to see those missions churches having missions conferences. Amen. That's what it's all about. Missions conference at the end of September. Church anniversary services in October. For the salvation of Umar and his son Kyle, who have moved from Bolivia and have been regularly visiting the church for the last 3 weeks. Praises. We are aware that the international media has alerted the world to the current fires that are taking place here in the Amazon Basin in Brazil. Some of you have undoubtedly heard about that. Even though we are in the middle of that region, we have seen little to no side effects from the fires. These fires have been contained and are done every year for agricultural reasons. This is from people living there. We are truly grateful, however, for your concerns and prayers. All right. And so he continues, I am thankful for the opportunity to preach three services and for the one saved in a mission work being headed up by missionary Tom Brewer. Please be in prayer for this man named Hilderman as he starts his new life in Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for Hilderman. And God, he has accepted you as Savior, Lord, in this service, Father, and in this mission work where Brother Samuel was able to preach. And Father, I pray, God, that you'd work in his heart, help him to grow, help him to see what a great calling it is to be a Christian. And Father, work in his heart and his life and rebuke the devil, Father, and just help him to begin to see your wonders, to read your word, to pray. Help him to be faithful in church, Father. Work in his heart. Draw him, Lord, unto thee. And help him, Father, we pray. And we thank you for keeping the Rogers safe. We know they live by those violence all about them and has been for years. And we pray, Father, for their safety. Keep them, watch over them, their children as well. Thank you. Keep the church safe and watch over them as they minister, Heavenly Father. The last letter we read, they were interrupted several times by people with weapons, Father. And Father, watch over them. Keep them. Help them, we pray. And we pray for Umar and Kyle, who have come there from Bolivia and been visiting, Father. We pray for their souls to be saved, their lives to be changed. Father, work on them, we pray. We pray for Ellison, Osmalda's husband, Father, and she's so burdened for his soul, Father. They've had that four-week Bible study at home. I pray that your word from the words of the Gospel of John would pierce his heart, dear God. And I pray that perhaps even before, if you'd give the time, even before Brother Samuel would come visit him, he'd receive you as Savior. Work on his heart. Draw him in. We pray, mighty, powerful God, loving God, we pray for his salvation, Father. Work on his heart. Lord, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It looks like I got time for even one more, so excuse me. All right. And these are, this is the Norris family, and they are headed for Mozambique. So we recently took them on just this past conference, and so we're thankful for them. Brother Norris writes, Dear Pastor and praying friends, even though it was slow for us during the summer as far as meetings, we were busy with other things. We had the privilege of being able to help and teach in the vacation Bible school at my older brother's church. We also kept busy working on the schooling that is required for us to be able to leave for language school, which we hope to do, Lord willing, this next January. You may remember from our last prayer letter the prayer request that we sent regarding the young man named Kevin. I met with him and we talked about 3 hours. I was able to give him a clear presentation of the gospel. He had many questions due to the fact that he grew up Catholic. When our meeting ended, he had not made a profession of faith, but wanted to meet with me again when we are back in this area. Would you pray with us that he would receive Christ as his Savior? As you may remember, we lost our thumb drive, which has over 3 years' worth of work, family photos, and sermons on it. The lost USB thumb drive is still lost. We believe that with God all things are possible, and that if it is his will, he will bring it back to us no matter its current location. Would you continue to pray with us for it to be found? Certainly will. He entitles this next section, Big News. We are now residents of the state of Tennessee. After jumping through hoops and going from building to building for several days, we finally got everything done that was needed and got our driver's licenses and other official documents. You're probably wondering, why did you transfer your residency? This was done to help make handling all our paperwork easier when we get ready to head to the field. We had a splendid time in the seven churches we visited July through August. We made new friends and prayer partners. Enjoyed their generosity, hospitality, support, and friendship. Each church greatly blessed us. We are still currently at 83% and praying that God will raise our support to 100%. If I remember correctly, they need about $1,200 more a month support. To be able to go. So let's lift them up in prayer and join with them in fellowship. Heavenly Father, thank you for Taylor and Lauren. And Father, what a blessing they were when they were here. What a blessing her parents have been, Brother Jeff and Sister Nancy Klein, missionaries in Chile that we also support. And Father, we do pray for these. And these little ones that have just are not very old, just having these new children born and such. And God, they have been on the deputation field for a few years. And Father, we pray for them. They need strength. They need courage, God. They need you daily. And Father, they're needing yet about $1,200 a month support to be able to go. They want to be able to go in January to begin taking their language classes and learning there. And oh Father, would you speak to churches? I thank you that you spoke to the hearts of our people here, and that we were able to take them on. And Father, I pray you'd speak to others also, dear God. Churches that haven't yet taken them on, God, would you smite hearts? Father, would you bring revival? Father, would you allow them to get the support they need to get there, Father? There may be some, Lord, who have lost, some churches who've gone through some hardships and have seen a decrease in their finances, Father. And we pray that if it be your will, you might pick them up and encourage them, and that they may be able to pick them back up if they've dropped support, or to take them on if that's been a hindrance to them, Father, that Lord, that you'd help them and guide them. And Father, we pray that we'd be able to soon hear that they now can make plans to leave and go and share the gospel to souls in Mozambique, dear God, that they might be saved. Father, how glorious it is to know that the blessed gospel message goes around the world through our missionaries. And Father, that your Spirit with us labors with them and with these to all those to whom they speak. Father, we are so one in you, even more than we understand. Father, we thank you for this privilege. Thank you for all of our missionaries. Bless them each one. And Father, help us, keep us healthy and strong, Father, that we can do your will. Father, guide us in being missionaries here, and I thank you for enabling your people to support as you have guided Bless us as we prepare for our conference. Brother Bernard coming and perhaps have another or two in as well and guide and direct in that, we pray. And Father, thank you. Thank you to give us eternal things to be involved in, because this life is so short, it's a vapor. It appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. But we know that he that believeth in you shall never die. And so, Father, we believe that. And we thank you and we praise you for that. We look forward to your coming. But we want to be busy. We want to be found busy when you come. And Lord, we thank you today to be able to be in church and to be able to know that we're laboring in your will. And Lord, we pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All righty. Brother Chris.